and proud.
There is a God in heaven. He has a fabulous sense of humor.
Rush Limbaugh, days 11 till 2, 890 AM, WLS. Now, Cisco Kodo.
Yesterday about the excellent piece in the Wall Street Journal about food stamp fraud. The food stamp crime wave was the title of the piece. It's going on all over the country. And in fact, the food stamp program could be helping to lead to obese children and parents. Did you know that? It was a big push for getting us all moving again by the White House. And come to find out, they could actually be helping people get fat. It's just amazing stuff. Jim Bavard wrote the piece. He's the author of the book Attention Deficit Democracy. And we wanted to get him on the line here to get more details about this. It's just craziness going on. Rampant fraud. And it seems like no one in the higher powers of Washington and even some states seem to care. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
For start, let's talk about this obesity thing for a moment. I was fascinated by this. They try to make it sound, in fact, I think they changed the name of the food stamp program. I think I remember reading that. To make it sound like it's all about nutrition, you know, giving people, carrots and peas and stuff. But there's actually some research that's showing that maybe that's increasing obesity here in this country, this food stamp program.
Yes, there was an Ohio State University report 2 years ago that showed that linked food stamps to the worsening the problem with obesity in low-income Americans. There have been several other studies that have shown that. Even going back in the 1970s, there were a lot of reports that food stamp recipients tend to use a lot more junk food or heavily processed food as opposed to lower-income folks who had to pay for their own food.
So, but you make the program sound nice, though. What did they change? Like supplemental nutrition? You put nutrition in it. It makes it sound like people are eating healthy.
Yeah, I mean, this is a typical Washington, D.C. bait and switch. It's a typical scam, and this is something that USDA has worked on very hard to try to make people think that food stamps is a program to boost nutrition. Instead, it's simply it's blank checks to help people boost their calorie intake, and a lot of people boost their calorie intake all the way to their needing extra shock absorbers for their car.
There is a blank check aspect, too, to the fact that, do I understand right, that these cards, I mean, basically, if people selling these cards, I mean, pretty much anyone can end up using these cards?
Correct. I mean, there's been a huge amount of fraud in this program. USDA likes to pretend that it's almost perfect, almost fraud-free. Talking to people around the country, hearing from people all over after this article came out, it's very common for folks to be out there hawking their food stamp benefit cards for 50 cents on the dollar outside the grocery stores in some neighborhoods. And USDA really hasn't paid much attention to this because, especially with the Obama administration, they're far more interested in boosting the enrollment than in preventing abuses.
Yeah, the belief, I mean, if I'm getting here from your reporting, it sounds as though the mindset is such that we want people to be dependent upon the government. We want people. We don't care if they're not using it the way we want them to use it or the way some people would want them to use it. We just want as many people to be dependent upon this as possible.
Yes, and part of the weirdness here is that the Obama administration thinks almost that views food stamps almost like a cornucopia that's going to make us make America prosperous, because USDA touts research that supposedly shows that for every $5 worth of food stamp benefits handed out, it generates $9 of economic activity. So if we get everybody on food stamps, then we'll all be rich.
Yeah, why don't we just turn all our money over to the government then? Let them hand it out.
Politicians would like that, yes.
That's the mindset. It's like, well, turn all of your money over to the government. The government will hand it back out, and our economy will boom. I mean, it'll be fantastic.
Well, it's just surprising to me that so few people have a BS radar for these kind of claims, which is why people from USDA, Obama appointees, a lot of members of Congress can go out there and say this stuff again and again and again. But something which fascinated me as far as a key way that they're trying to expand the program is, in most states, they've gotten rid of the asset test, which simply means it doesn't matter how much assets you might have, you're allowed to get food stamps as long as you have a low or zero monthly income.
So you could, have big accounts, IRAs, you can have big mutual fund accounts, everything. Doesn't matter if you're not bringing in, if you get laid off, bam, all of a sudden you can go ahead and get food stamps.
Right. As I mentioned the piece, the poster boy for food stamps this year is a guy from Michigan, Leroy Fick, who won a $2 million lottery jackpot, but the Michigan Department of Human Services said he could keep getting his food stamps. And the reason was he took that jackpot as a single payout instead of as a
like an annuity
payment.
Yeah.
So since it was a lump sum, it was assets, and it had no effect on his food stamp eligibility. and this is how the program is supposed to work. That's the thing that really confounds me, is that, you know, this is not an aberration. This is not a loophole. This is what happens when you get rid of the asset test.
You literally have people, you can be cut a huge check, and it doesn't matter because, well, this month he didn't have any new income, so, you know, he's probably poor and needs some help.
Right. Well, and it's something that USDA is encouraging states to do, is to only check a person's income once every 6 months. This is part of the reason there was somebody checked in the jails in Iowa, and 30% of the people in jail in Polk County, Iowa, were getting food stamps. this is a very tightly run program.
Are they able to spend it in the commissary there at the jail? You know, they have a little swipe card in order to do it.
I'm sure they find a way to get their money's worth.
They probably give it to family members, I'm sure. You know, they just let them collect it on the outside.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of things like that.
Any sort of crackdown on businesses? Because some businesses have to know that this stuff is going on, but people are buying their liquor and other stuff, and so they don't necessarily care about it.
Well, I mean, this is something that USDA keeps a close eye on. USDA has 40 inspectors to oversee almost 200,000 merchants that accept food stamps nationwide.
Well, that's a great ratio.
Well, there you go. I mean, I'm sure they can write lots of memos.
Yeah, exactly. They can talk about all the work that they're doing. In general, Jim, as we see this, really going on all around the country, it's not like there's a couple of states that are particularly bad. I mean, this sort of fraud is going on because people know they can get away with it.
Yeah, and this is something which the government is practically encouraging, because a major reason that food stamps have increased, the enrollment has increased so quickly, is because the government has been actively encouraging people to accept government handouts. You've got AmeriCorps out there trying to recruit people for food stamps. You've got a lot of nonprofits that are getting federal grants to go out and sign people up for food stamps. And in the vast majority of cases for such people recruited that way, these are not people that are going hungry. These are not people that cannot afford to buy their own food. But, you know, hey, here's a government freebie, and it'll be good for America if you take it.
Do I understand this, Randy? Are you saying that there's actually tax dollars that are being shipped out to organizations that encourage people to go and try to get more tax dollars?
This is what the USDA is proudly doing at this point.
It just gets better. I mean, people wonder why the Americans are cynical about the government.
Not cynical enough.
Well, that's it, because we keep sending a lot of the same people to Washington. So, I mean, until you decide that they've been beaten down enough and you change Washington, it's going to be more of the same.
Well, as far as changing Washington, it's kind of like trying to change Chicago.
Listen, sir, we're very proud of our city here, and even though there are gangs on Michigan Avenue randomly beating people up and they have to shut down the beaches because people are getting beaten up, we're very proud of it. Go to our website, WLSAM.com. You see there, they just released 911 tapes of people from Memorial Day calling the cops and saying, there are dozens and dozens of people beating people up. Will you please send the cops?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's great. It's it really encourages tourism. It really does. Jim, thanks. Appreciate your reporting on this in the Wall Street Journal, and it's really good stuff. It's sad stuff, but good stuff. Thanks for bringing it to us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. You can, by the way, read, if you haven't already read Jim's article in the Journal, you can link to that from my blog at WLSAM.com. I mean, it's fantastic that he's bringing this to our attention. It's horrible that it's going on. But it is fantastic that someone is finally bringing this to light. Hopefully, the people in Washington will go, something's not quite right about that. Maybe you've lost faith in those sorts of changes in Washington, but perhaps, just perhaps, there will be some changes. I got a texter here saying that at Walmart, they watched a lady buy a candy bar, get $100 back in cash from her card 5 times. I don't know how much they put on these cards. I mean, that's a pretty nice haul if that's going on. It said it happened 5 times. Here, I'd like to buy a candy bar. Can I get $100 cash back? Here, I'd like to buy a candy bar. Can I get $100 cash back? It just goes on and on and on and on. And, by the way, it's your money.
Cisco Kodo, 890 AM, WLS.